Well, what about in the days before you had much wire fencing? What kind of fencing would you have around your field?
What?
You know, before you had too many wire fences, what kind of fences would you have around your
field? American wire fence. American wire fence. Oh, I never seen no rail fence. Rail fences down here. I mean, in my days, back there used to be some up here in the hills. But I've seen them up in there, but there wasn't no rail fences down that bottom of the water.
Have you ever seen anybody make any fences or walls out of loose stone or anything like that?
No, I never have. I've seen fences made out of it. Of course, up in East Tennessee, but up between you and Nashville. But I've never seen them. Nobody make them.
Yeah. Well, what about these fences? Some people have them in their front yard, around the front yard, or maybe around the garden. They'd be, usually they're painted white, and they're not as big and sturdy as these rail fences, you know? You know what they're called?
No, the head around your garden is called a garden fence. Head around your yard, you say, oh, yard fence, about the only thing I ever know. Yard fence or garden fence.
Have you ever heard people call those picket fences?
Yeah, now you're right there. That's been as I used to ride my pickets and build fences myself. Yard fences, garden fences.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Would those usually hold up pretty well?
Hold up, yes sir. Hold up for years. Of course now, if about two or three different kinds of wood you build them out according. Now if you build them out of cypress, it lasts a long time. Oak lasts a good long time, but the hearts last longer than the sap. If some of them rot out, some of them won't.
Yes.
That's for your oak. Your cypress is better than the oak.
Yes. When you're putting up a barbed wire fence, what do you call those things that you have to dig holes for and then string the wire across?
Post hole digger. Post hole digger.
What about, what would you call that stuff that a woman's best dishes are made out of, usually? Say she has a good set of,
plates, or what you mean?
You know, her very best dishes are made out of something in particular.
Or a giant. Shiny fish, something of a shiny. That's pretty cool. Not China or something that way.
Have you ever heard of an egg being made of something like that that people might put under the hens, try to get them to lay? Wasn't a real egg, you know?
Yeah. The only thing I've ever heard was called a nest egg.
Nest egg?
Milk bucket and a milk pail. Either one, a milk pail or a milk bucket.
So a bucket and a pail, same thing?
All same thing, yeah.
All same thing. You usually made out of what?
Well, usually made out of tin or some kind of tin, you know. I don't believe I've ever seen any made on it. Not out of granite or anything like that. Most of it's tin buckets. You know.
Yeah. What about this thing that a woman might keep around her kitchen to throw scraps in and things like that for the hogs?